second. I'ma do my own thing. I'm finna buy a ringtone and let the phone ring. I decided that I gotta do my own thing. What's up, you guys? Thank you so much for joining me on my first podcast episode. Yes, I'm so excited that you guys decided to join me on today. I am just overjoyed about this. I've been saying that I've been gonna do this for the longest, but I've been procrastinating. I was just like, you know, I don't know if it's gonna be entertaining enough. I don't want it to be boring. But here I am. You know, you can't please everybody. So if what I have to say is for you, then I'm glad that you tuned in and stay tuned in. Subscribe, star it, share it. All of that good jazz. You know what to do with social media. People just say it all the time. So on this podcast, you know, rate it based on what you believe, or if you need a few more episodes to do so, that's fine. I understand. You know, sometimes you gotta, you know, feel your groove. See if this really is something for you. If you really like it, you know, any feedback will be welcome also as well. Comment, you know, all that good jazz. The name of this podcast is the Original Heart Chasers Podcast, as you already know. I'm so excited to be sharing with you guys, to grow with you guys. In this podcast, we'll be talking a lot about relationships, a lot about the LGBTQ community, and a lot about life also as well. I may throw a little pop culture stuff here and there also as well, but I feel like we have enough podcasts about pop culture. I'm tired of hearing about pop culture. They ain't paying none of my bills and helping me to be no more successful on a day-to-day basis anyway. So, but they do put you in the mood, get you hype, get you through those emotions and stuff of that nature. So, so I may throw some stuff in about that, but I'm excited to... Mostly it will be me for the most part, you know, talking to you guys as I am now. But I will have guests on, other couples and friends and visitors, and so that we all can grow. I know y'all don't want to hear my voice all the time because, I mean, it's not the most soothing voice, you know, like Barry Wright. But it's mine, doggone it, and it's all right, you know, it's all right or whatever. Welcome, and I hope you guys enjoy. I'm gonna jump right in. Okay, you guys, so for the first episode, I want to talk about bitterness. Bitterness is something that can sneak in and cause a big mess, and sometimes you don't even know that it's there. You don't even know you're bitter. But we're gonna see where it comes from. How to identify it and what to do to get rid of it, because we don't want that here. You are not welcome here. So we're going to chop it up real quick, okay? So first we want to talk about, where does bitterness come from? Bitterness can come from a lot of places, but I'm going to talk about three or four in particular. The first thing that bitterness comes from is anger. Anger can lead to bitterness. Where does anger come from? Anger can come from past hurt situations, lack of patience, and not taking the time to heal properly from past hurts. So let's talk about past hurt first. Let's talk about that one. So with past hurt, you know, first you get angry. You know, that person done broke your heart. You done gave them your trust. You done gave them your all. You done spent money on them. I know I get mad when I spend money on somebody and they don't do right. But you done spend money on them. You done bought them gifts. You done took trips with them, paid for the plane tickets, helped them pay bills and whatever else you done had going on, and helped support that person. This person done broke your heart. No matter what they did, they done cheated. They done talk bad about you, down talk you, supporting you or showing you love in the way that they supposed to or should or did in the first place. So you become angry. I'm angry at you. You done messed up. You done broke my trust. You done broke my heart. Lord Jesus, it's a fire. And then if that anger is not resolved, or you don't come into a moment of just letting go of that past hurt, then it can lead to bitterness. And then you become bitter at all men, all women, all everybody that's in a relationship, everybody that look like they successful. You become bitter. You become mad at them. And you just get just bitter. And a lot of times you don't even know that you're bitter. But let me help you identify if you have ever been bitter in the past. Not saying that you are now. Or it could be you now, you know. I've had some times where I've been bitter in the past, and I'm sure it won't be the last time that I be bitter. But, you know, we're human. We have emotions and feelings. But the key point is to help us to identify when you are that, so you can know what to do to get rid of it, right? Because if you can't identify, you don't know that you need to get rid of it. This is one example of how you can identify if you are bitter or not, all right? Girl, you let him go out by himself? Mm-mm, girl, that wouldn't be me. Mm-mm. Because when they go out by themselves, they start getting other people's numbers and texting other people behind your back and stuff. Girl, you let him go out with friends that you don't know? That friend that you don't know? Uh-uh, no, child, because that friend could be somebody they could be rocking, knocking the boots with. Uh-uh, you don't know them that well? Okay, uh-uh, no, I can't let him go out with nobody that he don't know that well, that I don't know that well. If he friends with him, I need to be friends with him too, so I need to know what's going on. If you notice in those statements, what we're doing is we're projecting our fears onto the other party, onto the other person's relationship, and we're sowing seeds of doubt into their relationship. Like, that's crazy. You're sowing doubt into somebody else's relationship, and you can ultimately, if they don't trust, if they don't have their stuff on point or, you know, very strong in their relationship, it'll start messing up some stuff in their relationship, too. Now you're going around destroying other people's relationship because you bitter. Who does that? Who does that? So, you know what I'm saying? You just want to be mindful of that. Another thing that can cause bitterness, or where bitterness can come from, is a lack of patience. Especially in this era of social media, okay? You see somebody and you see all the highlights of their life, all their accomplishments, all the goals that they accomplish, all of the highlights. And we be like, okay, well, if they could do it, I can do it too. You start launching your stuff and your stuff doesn't seem to be reaching as many people, or you don't have as many followers, or your followers don't go up as fast, your likes don't go up as fast, your interactions don't go up as fast, and you like, okay, well, what they doing different than I'm doing? I could post the same exact quote that they post, and they get posts, and they get 10,000 likes, and I get 25. You know what I mean? So, like, it's that kind of thing. You get bitter at that stuff. What you don't know is how long that they've been posting stuff, and how long they've been in the area that you are in right now, and how long they've been posting stuff when nobody was recognizing them, what sleepless nights that they had, what kind of work that they put in, how long that they studied for, whatever it is that they're doing, how much time that they put into whatever it is that you're looking at the accomplishment of now. Where did they come from? You have to ask yourself those questions. Where did they come from? How long did it take? What type of work that they put in, what studying did they do? I'm pretty sure that those people have paid the price to get to where they are, and you can't get something for nothing. You got to pay the price. And especially if you want longevity, you want to put in the work to create longevity, because you don't want to become an overnight superstar, and then because you ain't studying or you ain't putting in the work to get to where you want to be, then you just burn out. And then, yeah, right back to square one, right? So lack of patience can birth bitterness, because you're not giving yourself the time and the opportunity to be able to grow your audience, grow your relationship, grow your business. You have to give yourself that time. And you have to ask yourself, honestly, and this is another way to identify, you know, if you are bitterness when it comes to those type of things. Ask yourself, you know, am I putting in the work? Am I honestly giving it my all? Am I honestly putting in the work? Do I honestly believe that I can just wake up one morning and have 10,000 followers and 10,000 likes and et cetera? like, let's be realistic here. Like, it can happen. Like, people can go viral overnight. I have a few friends that have. So it's not something that is, that cannot happen. But statistically, the realistic of it, how often does that happen? So you have to be patient with yourself and give yourself the time to grow your business, your brand. And a lot of times, you know, and I've done it myself before, sometimes you gotta stop, regroup, go back to the drawing board and relaunch it again, and relaunch it again, and relaunch it again, and relaunch it again until you do get something that sticks and that draws people's attention and that actually is effective. So it takes that patience, though, to get to that point. Going back to the past hurt also as well, like and then... with the past hurt situation, you have to give yourself time to heal properly as well. A lot of times what I see in our community also is that you get hurt. Well, you get into a relationship month one. Or you start talking to this person month one. Then month two, that's bae. Month three, the first part, y'all moving in together. By the end of month three, y'all done broke up. Then 2 weeks later, you start talking to another person. By the end of that month, that's bae. By the end of that month, y'all done moved in. By the end of that month, y'all broke up. And you kind of create this cycle. And then when you create this cycle and you keep getting hurt over and over again, like, your heart can only take so much. And you keep putting yourself in a position to just be hurt over and over and over again without giving yourself proper time to heal from the last hurt. Then at that point, you come to a point to where you're just like, you know what? Forget it. All men dogs, all women hoes. You get bitter. You start projecting your fears onto everybody else. I wouldn't do that because in my last relationship. You start projecting your experiences onto other people. But you have to allow people to have their own experiences. You can always give advice, you know, but make sure that it's not coming from a place of bitterness as well, you know. Ways to get rid of that bitterness in your life is to, number one, like I said, and I'll say this over and over again, give yourself time. Time. You need time. I don't care what you think or how much you think you over it. Sometimes that stuff goes into the back of your mind and your subconscious. And all it takes is that one activity, that one situation to bring those old feelings up. And it's there because you haven't given yourself time to be able to acknowledge it, to be able to ask yourself, what role did I play in this situation? What can I learn from this? And when you start asking yourself those questions, then you're giving yourself the opportunity to grow from that situation. And once you grow from that situation, you ultimately get over it because at this point you learned the lesson and now you're ready to move on to the next person or to the next situation or to the next opportunity to build or to the next launching of that business or brand because you've learned your lesson, you've asked yourself what, and you've studied from the last situation and able to grow into the next situation. And then another way to get rid of bitterness is get involved. A lot of times when somebody break our heart or when our lunch didn't go the way that we expected it, we sit and we have a pity party in that. And we cut ourselves off from friends and networking opportunities and just being able to just go out and let your hair down type of thing. And we just have a pity party. And when you sit and you fester in that, how can you get over it if you're always in it, if you're dwelling in it, in a sense? So just get involved. Get involved with your community. Get involved with events. Get involved with networking events. Get involved with friends. Get involved in your life, period. You want to just get involved and figure out another another way. If it's the relationship, get involved, go out, let your hair down, get involved with friends, go hang out, get involved with your community, get involved in your own hobbies and stuff of that nature to kind of take your mind off of it, or to give yourself the space to be able to step back, breathe, to be able to look at it in a new perspective, to be able to grow from whatever that situation is. Because when it's always in your face and you're always dwelling in it, you can't see the whole picture. You can't see the whole picture when it's always in your face. I want to go back to the term of out of sight, out of mind. Sometimes you have to delete that message thread. Sometimes you have to block that person on your social media. Sometimes you have to not go to the places where you think that they, where you know that they visit that often. Sometimes you have to block their friends because their friends posting about them. It just keeps it on your mind, keep you in it. It keeps you dwelling in it. And it keeps you from being involved in your own life and opportunities and experiences and people. So you gotta block those people off. You gotta keep them out of sight so they can be out of your mind. And then lastly, just enjoy your life. You have your life of your own. You have goals of your own. You have accomplishments that you want to meet. You have friends that, you know, love you dearly. You have family that loves you as well. So get involved in your own life. Once you get involved in your own life, then you see how much more love that you have in your life, or how much more good that you have going for yourself than that past hurt, than that lunch that didn't go expected the way that you expected. And when you start enjoying your life and getting involved with people who are doing things that you want to do and accomplishing goals, you'll see that it really wasn't an overnight success for them. You'll see that they really did have to put in the work. You'll see that they really did go through the things that you're going through right now. They really did go through, they launched a brand and it didn't happen in the way that they thought it, so they had to go back to the drawing board. You'll see that you had other people who went through hurt in their relationship and past hurts, and that they had to go through the same process that you're going through to get over it, to get to that new place in their life, to find freedom, to find happiness, to find that joy again. You'll find that you do have people that have experienced the exact same thing that you've experienced and was able to grow from that. So get involved and enjoy your life. Once you get involved with things and start enjoying your life, you'll see that bitterness has no room in your life. You'll see that you don't have time to be worried about what JoJo or Sally Sue or whomever is doing, or who they with next, or what they doing in their business or their brand. You'll start cultivating your own brand, your own business, your own love life, your own success, your own happiness, your own future, your own relationship. You start building your own because you're so engulfing and focused on your own life and getting involved in your own life that you don't have time to just be focused on what other people are doing and have time to be bitter about what somebody else is doing and how somebody else treated you. So that's all I have for today. That went by pretty quick. Hopefully that this was helpful for you. Hopefully you was able to get some nuggets and some tips from me able to apply it to your life to help you identify when you may have that bitterness in your life and what to do to get rid of it. You can follow me on my Instagram and Twitter at Drake Life Skills, and also on my Facebook at James J. Drake, not James Drake because that's my daddy. You don't want to follow my daddy, you want to follow me, James J. Drake. Once again, thank you guys so much for joining in on my very first episode of the original Heart Chasers podcast. I hope that it was a delight for you guys. I hope you guys got something from it, and I hope you guys will stick with me and grow. Subscribe, share, star, and that's all I have. So until next time, remember, build your own future, build your own happiness, build your own relationships. Later. Hit me in my DM. Promise that my BM gonna slide when she see him. I know she gon' see him cause I'm deaf finna show her. Take her to the culprit, then I take her to the store. She just